From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Trump gains opposition. Republican U.S. presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is drawing rebukes from across the world for proposing a total ban on Muslims entering the United States. Trump said the ban should be in effect until the country's leaders can, in his words, figure out what's going on about possible new terrorist attacks. Here is White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
The question now is about the rest of the Republican Party and whether or not they're going to be dragged into the dustbin of history with them. And right now, the current trajectory is not very good.
However, Trump's political opponents widely condemned his proposal. Legal experts say a ban on Muslims entering the country would be unconstitutional. Investigators looking into last week's California massacre believe the husband and wife shooters may have been preparing their mass murder for as long as a year. They say the two practiced at several gun ranges, and they suspect the couple took out a $28,500 bank loan, knowing they would never pay it back. There are still no signs that U.S.-born Syed Rizan Farooq and his Pakistani wife were part of a terrorist cell or group. The U.S. House of Representatives has overwhelmingly voted to bar people who have visited Iraq and Syria in the past 5 years from the program that allows visa-free entry into the U.S. People from 38 countries must obtain a visa to travel to the U.S. The bill was passed 407-19 Tuesday. A South African judge has granted bail to Oscar Pistorius. The Olympic athlete appeared in court Tuesday to hear whether he could remain under house arrest while awaiting new sentencing. An appeals court last week convicted him of murder in the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he is hopeful that talks will be held next week on ending the war in Syria. Speaking after a meeting with U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in Paris, Kerry said the talks, scheduled for December 18th in New York, will depend on events in the coming week, including a Saudi-led conference of the Syrian opposition. Russia says it has for the first time struck Islamic State targets in northern Syria with missiles fired from a submarine in the Mediterranean. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told President Vladimir Putin the cruise missiles targeted two positions near the Islamic State-controlled city of Raqqa. The United States is reviewing reports that Iran carried out a ballistic missile test last month in violation of a UN Security Council resolution. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power said Tuesday the United States is conducting a serious review of the reports.
If we can confirm it, and if there is a violation of any UN Security Council resolution, we will come here and we will seek appropriate action.
U.S. officials say the test was conducted on November 21st and that the missile traveled within Iranian territory. The leader of the semi-autonomous Iraqi Kurdistan region government is to visit Ankara on Wednesday. Dorian Jones takes a look.
In what is widely seen as a sign of the importance Ankara attaches to Iraqi Kurdistan regional president Masoud Barzani, he's due to be hosted Wednesday by the president Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Barzani's visit coincides with Baghdad demanding Ankara's withdrawal of recently deployed Turkish soldiers and tanks in Iraq. The former head of Turkey's consul to the Iraqi Kurdistan region, Aydin Selcen, says the visit is further evidence of Barzani's support of Ankara against Baghdad. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Five Taliban gunmen are holding a number of civilians hostage as they fight Afghan security forces at a military housing block near the Kandahar airport. Earlier Tuesday, Taliban suicide bombers attacked the complex, killing 18 people. Nine of the suicide bombers were killed. Five others seized the hostages. Democrats in both the U.S. House and Senate used procedural tactics Tuesday to try to get Republican leaders to take up gun control legislation. The failed legislation would have prevented any person on the FBI's so-called no-fly list from buying a gun. The proposal was said to be in response to recent mass killings in the United States. Republicans opposed the legislation, saying some innocent people would end up on the list, and no one can find out if they are on the list in the first place. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.